Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I have this idea of something we could do with Thack out. With Thack? And just put it all together. With Thack?
Yeah.
With Thack out of here? I want to do... I know everyone in the room loves... Taylor and Trav.
Yeah. Loves.
Yeah. Okay. They love each other.
And wow, do they love each other. Mm-hmm.
But let's pretend that something, a tragedy befalls them and they're not going to be together anymore.
Or we could pretend she never met him.
That seems a little nicer.
Yeah, that one feels better to me.
Wow, I was going to get all the way to him getting hurt.
No. No.
Here's the thing. I may need them to have met for my list. It'll make sense in a minute. So what I was thinking, everyone got a homework assignment last night.
I forgot it.
Oh my God. And I think any Swifties listening can jump in on this. Pick the top three people from her dating past,
yeah.
Which is immense, who she should be with. And she can't pick somebody new. She can't like go from Travis to some other football
Jason.
Player.
Jason, yeah.
He's got the best wife.
I know, but some of these we're gonna have to bend our imagination a little bit.
But so it's got to be somebody she dated,
right?
So we're gonna go top three people.
Yes,
we think she should go back to.
Not in real life. We love you, Travy Trav.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because he's a big listener of this.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we pick one that she can never ever
exile
getting
if you
back
will.
Together. Is that a Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm not all the way in the camp.
Not yet.
And the way we do this, I think we go bottom three. Like ranked, like we're going to rank them.
Three. We're going to go 3-2-1.
Yeah.
And then never.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a controversial way to like put together.
It's kind of a list.
Dumb things, but this is dumbers.
He says
he's got data and he's crunched the numbers, but he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX controversial rankings.
Okay, it's the Taylor Swift controversial rankings.
Ours is also a Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we want to start?
Do you want to give your number three first?
I will give my number three that I think will shock the room.
Okay.
Because I think if I know my fellow Swifties in the room, you're going to have
Let
this guy on the list.
Let me write mine down so that if it is the one I'm thinking, I can, don't look, Aaron.
Okay. I'm going to say this. I think any Swifties listening who are like, if Taylor's going to go back to somebody, this is the one, you're going to put this guy number one on your list. And he's number three. I'm putting him on the list. But I'm putting him in number three. Harry Styles.
Why number three?
Because he's got to be on there.
He's for sure got to be on there.
Because there was some love there. I really got into it. They didn't date very long.
No, but man, there's a lot of lore that that maybe they continued to pine after each other for a bit.
It, yeah. I mean, they're saying it was like
4 months,
even shorter.
Mm, I think there's a lot we didn't know, but it was fast and furious. Remember when you hit the brakes too soon? 20 stitches in a hospital room? You started crying and I did too.
But is he also back in style or whatever?
Yes, he's absolutely style.
You got that, James Dean.
Out of the woods.
That's what I was quoting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing. Yeah,
but then there's the photos of them, and he's, who got the band? He was the one who had to get the stitches, and fans met them, and it was like a thing. Like, they were together, but it was always so secret.
Okay.
But most of the 1989 album is about him, yes. Which okay. is hilarious because that's Travis's favorite album.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's a big stan.
How do we want to work this from here? Do you guys want to give your three, or do you want to say where Harry is on your list?
No, I think we say okay. three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You want me to go next?
Yeah, yes. Go.
My three, and this is wildly controversial, but I have thoughts for it. We're talking about if Taylor, as a 35-year-old woman, we're returning to an ex, right?
Correct.
I'm going Jake Gyllenhaal.
What?
And I know. But I feel like Taylor at 35 knows so much more. She wouldn't fall like victim to a lot of his BS, and she would change him.
I can't
believe
she said that.
I'm breaking protocol.
Yeah.
I'm going to break protocol. That's my number one.
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal, if you look at the catalog of music that she wrote about him,
it's
she was
music.
Hung up on that boy.
She
loved him more than she loved anybody else. Like,
or she was hurt the most by him.
It doesn't matter. Like,
it does matter.
You can't get hurt the most if you didn't love the most.
The songs are dark.
Jake Gyllenhaal is the dark horse. He's the guy. He is... You guys,
you're missing one.
I got one in between Harry and Jake.
I know.
And I think you and...
Are like inverted?
I think, yes, I do. Because
no, they're not.
But why, so Jake for you, is it the same for me though? Because it like the more I read the songs, I'm like, oh my God. She loved him so much.
I almost
but
wish...
But he treated her like he didn't show up to her 21st birthday.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to run out of bleeps if you don't calm down. So wait a minute. You
need to calm down.
Do you want to give your number three?
My number three is Taylor Lautner.
Okay. Amazing choice. I would say he's somewhere on my list.
I would have him higher if it weren't for the amazing marriage he's in with Taylor
That's
Lautner.
That's why I think we got to bend our imagination a little bit.
I couldn't quite get there.
You do know that his wife's name is
Taylor
as well.
Shut up.
So they are both Taylor Lautner.
And he dated Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And I had him. He's in my like almost.
Mm.
He's in there
he's
because
just her too.
Yeah.
Just the Taylor Squared thing.
Yeah, it was cute.
Is cute. And I didn't realize he still did Taylor Squared anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. He met a Tay. She goes by Tay. He goes by Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go number two? Or
no,
do you want us to
it.
Go two since... Look, you blew your one, so...
Okay, here's the thing. Whoa, I almost just blacked out. This has taken so long.
We have to do another break?
We do, because we still have... I mean, I've already blown my load here. Okay. I've done number one.
Gross, yeah.
Oh, because she can talk about me pooping, but I can't.
I wasn't!
This is where we want you to text in 303-222-5423. If our controversial rankings seem off to you, I love that we both had Jake.
Yeah.
Let's find out who the number ones are, the number twos, and the never, ever, ever getting back together next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We're doing a new thing that I invented called a controversial ranking.
Yeah, I bet you invented that.
I did.
And absolutely not the person absent from...
Who's going to defend... Don't defend him. Here's the deal. We're doing who should Taylor Swift end up with if Travis and her are no longer together.
And her right. only options were her exes.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Because I've also... Like, we're in circle back territory. Like, this is...
You're in circle back territory.
I'm saying that I think maybe Taylor, if this were to fall apart, she might like stop.
First of all, stop wishing for it to fall apart.
I'm not wishing, but like if it were to fall apart, she might, this might be the time when she goes, I got my music back from Scooter. Like she has a newfound respect for things. And like you and I agreed, like maybe Jake Gyllenhaal gets another crack.
I want to make it clear he was my number three option. So who was your number three again?
My number three was Harry Styles.
Okay, mine was Jake Gyllenhaal and Aaron's was?
Mine was Taylor Lautner.
Taylor right. Lautner.
Okay, so that's caught you up. We haven't made it very far.
Okay, well, we've already got two of mine.
Yeah, you
blew your lead. Because I have Jake at number one.
Correct.
Would you like to give your number two?
Yes, my number two is Harry Styles.
So is mine.
Oh, I love Synergy.
Yeah.
Why?
He treated her well. He was very respectful after the breakup. Didn't say anything mean about her.
Still speaks highly of her to this day, I feel like.
They were just young love, and I feel like if they were to reconnect, it would be magical.
They are still friends.
Yeah.
She like did the whole point of standing up for him when he performed As It Was at the Grammys, and his stage was spinning the wrong way, so it was like chaos. She claps for him. She was excited when he won. And... he also has a lot of songs written about her from his earlier solo albums.
Okay. That's why I had him at number three. I'll give it to you. I don't want to say my number two because I think you're going to be mad at me. You already know my number one is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Crazy.
Okay.
My number two, it's a dark horse.
I swear to God, if you say a name right now, I'm going to come across this room at you.
I'm scared.
It's John Mayer.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were going to say someone else. I can come to terms with John Mayer.
You can?
Not happily.
I was literally trying to get you to punch me with that choice.
Not happily, because he's a garbage bag.
I feel like he has grown a lot.
There it is. Yeah. Aaron gets it. He was a garbage bag.
Yeah.
But I don't know that she could go back. There was, I mean, would have, should have, could have. That song is proof to me that there's no return for
that. And that's how I feel about Jake. That's why I'm so surprised that he's on both of your top
lists. But like all too well, like she loves him so much. Loves him so much.
Loved.
Okay. So I think.
Have you listened to Would Have, Could Have, Should Have?
No.
You probably should. It's a bit about a young woman being taken advantage of by. Yeah. John Mayer.
That's the other thing, because so when I was going down this rabbit hole last night, when I saw the picture of John and her, it was striking. He seemed pedophile-like.
Yes.
He seemed way too old for her. But now he's kind of remained youthful and she's grown into a woman.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's,
it just, it's, they seem like a better couple.
This is literally
now.
Why men are allowed to date women like 30 years younger than them, but
thank you.
They're only 13 years apart, but she was way too young when they were dating. Like, I think she was 18.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that, okay. So who, everybody had the same number two. You two did.
Yeah. Harry Styles.
You know my number one is Jake Gyllenhaal. Who is yours, Erica?
My number one is Taylor Lautner for the reasons we discussed.
Yeah.
They're also still great friends. He was there for her the night that Kanye interrupted her at the VMAs.
So there's a thing that happened that I wanted to talk to you guys about that I didn't know about.
What?
Like, she sort of apologized to him in a song, right?
In Back to December. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Oh, you did? Okay, so, and then he did something, like, I heard he said something like, he referenced One Republic and did, like, the whole too late to apologize.
I don't know, but he then was in her music video for I Can Something. See You.
Yes.
And it premiered actually at the show that Travis Kelce went to. I don't like that this is all off the top of my head.
No, it's weird.
Insane.
Because you didn't do any research. I did a ton, and you're just pulling this off.
It's really terrifying. Okay. But I just think they're in such a good place. But right, he does have a lovely wife, so.
Yeah.
But she has Travis.
Okay,
who's your number one, Aaron?
Now we get to choose who she can never, ever.
Did you give your number one?
Did you not?
No.
Oh, God. Who is it?
Just forget about me.
No, sorry, sorry. I thought you did.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that's right. You're in love with that guy.
And so is Taylor.
She is not. Hold on. Can you help me out with something?
Yeah.
Was Hiddleston the one? No, it was the other one. No, it was Tom Hiddleston.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I Heart TS.
Yeah.
That makes him off everybody's list.
Why?
Because he was faking it. He did that. It was like press for him.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
It was a really, they were seen everywhere together.
That
Why do you
so
like him
real?
So much?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Jake Gyllenhaal is number one.
Two
What's
of us had
you?
Him high up on the list. We get Taylor more than you do.
I think he was proud. He loved her, wanted to show her off. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
He prioritized spending time with her, traveling together. Yeah.
And it's how long were they together? Not very.
Just a summer, right?
Yeah, not very long.
But it's really giving Travis. If Travis wore a I Heart TS shirt, we would never think anything of it. We'd be like, that's adorable.
He wears her merch all the time, and everyone's like, he's supporting her.
Right.
No, but that looked like PR to me.
No, and it's also British humor.
She also
ran
away with Tom Hiddleston while ending things with Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Oh, getaway car, if you will.
Yep.
I need mental help.
Okay, you do? So it's time for you to give your never, ever, ever getting back together.
And this is who I thought you were going to say, and I was going to come across the table at you.
Is it? Okay.
It's Matty Healy.
Yeah.
He nearly broke her.
I don't think they were real either.
It was a 10-year on and off situationship.
No.
So many songs now that people thought were about Harry Styles.
Are about
you can
him?
Go back and go, oh my gosh, Matty Healy had been stringing her along since she was in her 20s.
Shut up.
And then she gets together with him after Joe. Have you listened to the Tortured Poets Department?
No. All the sad crap.
I only knew about dating Matt after Joe.
That's what
I
thought.
Oh my gosh,
you
guys.
I didn't realize this was so long.
What if he's written mine on my upper thigh? Okay, I need you to go back and listen to the Tortured Poets Department and realize it was so much more than a couple months, and he almost broke her, and she had to do it with a broken heart.
Okay. Aaron, who's your never, ever, ever?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. And yours?
You guys aren't going to like it. And it's breaking a rule, but it's Travis Kelce.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Because he's way outside her type. And if this one doesn't work, she's never going back. She's never.
Get out.
She's always been with artists.
I don't care.
Now,
get out. Get out. You can't. You hate them.
I don't hate them. I'm saying this will be forever, or this will be
so it's going to be forever. Or it's going to go down
this
in flames.
This whole thing is made up. Relax.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.